Well, we're making progress all the time, although there are still people who don't have access to the fast broadband that we want them to have. You know, we set a target in this Parliament of 95% of premises by the end of next year. We're on track to meet that. But the 5% remaining will be in some of the hardest to reach parts of the country. But in this day and age, that's no excuse for not getting broadband to these areas. Technology is developing all the time and it opens up new possibilities. That's why the commitment to get it to 100% of business and residential premises by the end of the next Parliament is such an important one, because these days, you know, having access to good digital connections is as important as having access to electricity. It's not something that should be a luxury extra. It's something that we should be able to take for granted. Well, the Borders Railway, I think, has been a great success. It's, I think, exceeded expectations, and in terms of tourism, economic development, house building, it's already brought great benefits to the Borders. But every time I've visited here, the case has been made to me for extending it to Carlisle, for example. And I think it's right that we look at that. When we've got something that's been such a success, let's look at whether we can extend it. So we'll do a feasibility study. I mean, clearly there are issues that we have to look at in detail, but we'll do that. And if there's a case that can be made, then let's make it and let's get on with it.